A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Wednesday, April 19th. Steve Hoare here to talk to you everything related to Liverpool Football Club. And this one is a very transfer slash loan heavy show. Just warning you now, if transfers are your thing, you're going to love this. If they're not, well, you might, but I still think you'll love it. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be entertaining. And if nothing else, it'll kill 10 minutes of your time while you listen to my dulcet tone. So stick with us. I'm sure you're going to be enjoying it. Like I say, the title of the show giveaway, we're going to be talking about Fabio Carvalho and Keith Kelleher. We're also going to be speaking about Mason Mount. But first, let's make a start with James Milner. According to Ian Doyle of the Liverpool Echo, it now seems increasingly unlikely that James Milner will continue with Liverpool next season. Yeah, there was talk a few weeks ago that Liverpool and James Milner were close to a contract extension. Obviously, Milner's out of contract at the end of this current season. It was late last year when Milner signed his extension to play, obviously, for the 2022-2023 season. And maybe that happens again. But given that Liverpool are looking to rebuild, that they're looking to ship players in, ship players out, have a bit of a transformation, it now looks unlikely that Milner will be part of that. And he's going to be potentially leaving the club. That's fine. James Milner, love him, legend. Can't, you know, he's had such a massive impact on this club, both on and off the pitch. That should never be underestimated. You know, he's played a lot of games. If you think back to some of the best moments of Liverpool under Jurgen Klopp, James Milner's been involved, or James Milner's been on the pitch. You know, he ends the Champions League final. He's on the pitch when Barcelona the 4-0, etc., etc. Milner's there or thereabouts more often than not. But given that he is coming to the end of his contract, he already took reduced terms last year. He's probably played a bit too much this season in terms of what Liverpool probably would have wanted. You know, they give him reduced wages because they wanted his impact on the side, or is it to be lessened? But given the injury situation in Liverpool, Milner has played a ton of football this season. But like I say, he's 37 going into his age 38 season next year. It does look like that if he does continue playing, which by all accounts he will, that might not be at Liverpool. He might go somewhere else to end his career. You know, a move to Leeds automatically springs to mind. Although, listen, if they're in the Championship, because they could very well be, you know, given the fact how rubbish they are, we saw that ourselves the other day, then maybe he doesn't fancy that. But if Milner is going to continue playing, which it looks like he might, then all of a sudden Liverpool have got a gap to fill. It's worth noting he's played 35 games already this season. You know, that's 35 games that need filling by somebody. Add on the games that Oxlade-Chamberlain played and Naby Keita played, albeit less, obviously, with their injury situations. Roberto Firmino's also leaving. All of a sudden, Liverpool have got a bit of work to do, not only in terms of just bridging the quality gap to the teams above them, but also like just pure numbers. There's a lot for Liverpool to get involved in. We know they're being linked with midfielders, the likes of Gravenberch and Mount, McAllister, Nunez, the list goes on and on and on. But already we're losing Keita and Chamberlain, certainly. It looks like we can now add James Milner to that mix as well. And so Liverpool, before they even look at increasing the numbers of midfielders they've got to replace the three, which makes me think maybe they do sign four. Maybe they do sign replacements for each of those, the outgoing players, and then maybe an extra one as well. And then you can knock everybody else one down the pecking order. So, you know, for example, Stefan Bacetic, when he's fit, isn't guaranteed nailed on first team starts like he'd become. Maybe he becomes a rotational option, etc. But yeah, it does feel like maybe we are seeing the end of James Milner's Liverpool career. And if that is the case, I hope he gets remembered as fondly as he should. He's an absolute superstar. Right then, let's move on to the next story. Simon Phillips, Chelsea reporter, was speaking to Give Me Sport all about Mason Mount and where he's at. He said that Chelsea's aim at the minute is to get Mount fully fit and firing and back in the team. He's had an injury layoff. He's been on the bench a couple of times. But then, interestingly, he says Contract talks are still to come, and Chelsea are feeling a little bit more optimistic that the new set of terms they're going to put on the table will be hopefully accepted by Mason Mount. From, you know, he's rejected a couple of contract offers before from Chelsea. Of course, Liverpool now link with him. He's apparently at one of our main targets, if not the main target, this summer, Mason Mount. But yeah, the general feeling was Chelsea weren't offering the type of contract and the type of guarantees in terms of playing time, whatever, that he would like. More so with the contract in terms of apparently financially as well. It looks like they're going to go back one more time with a new offer, and they're hopeful that he signs it. Time will tell. I've always had the feeling with Mason Mount that if given the choice, if truth be told, I think he would rather stay at Chelsea. I think his aim would be to be an everyday player for Chelsea, a key player in their team, and be financially rewarded as such. And if that isn't the case, then he will go elsewhere. But that's what I've always felt about it. I don't think he's one who's actually been knocking the door down to get out of Chelsea and get to Liverpool. But who knows? So it's interesting that, you know, Liverpool are keen to get him. And if he is the main target and he does stay at Chelsea, that would be a blow for Liverpool in terms of their planning and their preparation. Now, just PR-wise, well, I know there'll be people listening to this hoping it doesn't go through, because Mason Mount certainly divides opinion. I know that when any time we talk about him on a show, or we do social posts here at Redmen about him, there's always a very mixed reaction. But if Liverpool have identified him as the man they really want and then can't get him for whatever reason, I don't think that looks great PR-wise, and I don't think it's great in terms of the planning, because Jürgen's obviously got some type of plan in mind when if he does sign Mason Mount. If he can't get him, he's got to go back and find somebody else, and that takes longer, etc., etc. So worth keeping an eye on that Chelsea. It felt like they'd given up hope a while ago, but now, given that, you know, maybe a change of management and maybe they're having a reassess of what they're going to do, it feels like they're a bit more confident that Mason Mount will sign that contract. But yeah, we'll soon find out about that one. My gut feeling is he still signs for Liverpool, but this is certainly something that we should watch out for and monitor, which of course, given it's our job, we'll do that for you. So yeah, as soon as any developments or anything come around the Mason Mount saga, whether he stays at Chelsea, moves to Liverpool, whatever it is, we'll have you covered here at Redmen. So yeah, keep listening. We have got you sorted on that one.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Moving on to our next topic then, we've got two stories from transfer guru himself, Fabrizio Romano. First of all, relating to Fabio Carvalho. Speaking on the Here We Go podcast, Fabrizio Romano said he's been told that Fabio Carvalho would leave Liverpool this summer. He went on to clarify, of course, he meant on loan. He wasn't saying that Liverpool are going to sell Fabio Carvalho, but they're going to potentially look to loan him out. Basically, he's not playing. He really wants game time. He's been used to playing a lot for Fulham. He's turned up this season at Liverpool. Although he's made 20 appearances for the Reds, only 8 of them have been as starts. 12 of them have been off the bench. Some of those where he's been thrown on for a couple of minutes to go. He hasn't started a game since January. That was the FA Cup game against Wolves, the 1-0 win at Molineux. He hasn't started a Premier League game since Liverpool played against Nottingham Forest in November, that 1-0 defeat. Since then, he's started a game against Derby in the League Cup, of course, that game that went to penalties. The Manchester City League Cup game, which obviously Liverpool lost, he scored in. and then the Wolves game in the FA Cup. That's the last time he started. We've seen him fleetingly since then, in fact. Only two sub appearances, very late on against Bournemouth and very late on against Real Madrid when, I mean, the Bournemouth game was, it was like very last minute, trying to throw someone who can get a goal, and the Madrid one at that point, the tie was done, and maybe they were just saving legs and looking ahead to what was down the line. So yeah, Fabio Carvalho, I think it's fair to say, he hasn't had the season he either wanted. Liverpool probably maybe expected more as well, we did, given the fuss that was made about him first when they tried to get him in the January, had to settle for the summer. And he was playing earlier on in the season. You know, he comes on as a sub in the Community Shield on Liverpool. I think it's like he comes on off the bench against Fulham, Palace, United, Bournemouth, Newcastle. He starts the Merseyside derby, and then it was a little bit in and out. And pretty much then, since the turn of the year, really, maybe since the arrival of Cody Gakpo in particular, and Liverpool starting to get players back fit and fired, and we haven't seen him. So, you know, given his age and where he is, I'm sure it's the first time really that he hasn't been a regular player. He hasn't been starting games, so I can see why he'd want a loan. He's only 20. He'll be 21 at the start of next season, late August. It would make sense for me that Liverpool loan him out, given, like I say, the attacking options we've got. I think Liverpool don't see him as a midfielder anymore. I think they see him as a forward player. They've already got five options. Harvey Elliott could be a six. You've got other young players knocking around as well, the likes of Ben Doak, Kay Gordon, etc. Maybe they just feel like Fabio Carvalho could go do a year of playing regularly, see where he's at. Maybe it's even a loan with an option to buy, all that kind of stuff. Maybe there's buyback clauses, but I just don't see where he fits in the team. There's no real position in the side that you think he's going to be the best player for, or even that suits him. I think he's a number 10. We don't play with one of them, and he's not going to be playing either side, really. He's not taking Mo Salah's place. He's certainly not playing on the left, where you've got Jota, Nunes and Luis Diaz all now available. He's not really going to be up front, you'd think. So this one kind of makes sense. I wouldn't be shocked if Liverpool do loan him out, and maybe even with a look a potential sale, get him in the shop window for a year and maybe cash in. They got him at a relatively low cost of, I think it was about 7 million quid. There was add-ons included that could have took it nearer to 8. I think it was guaranteed 5, certain add-ons that he's already met, etc. But if Liverpool could get like double the money back and let him go and have a career, maybe put a buyback option, it wouldn't be a major shock. So yeah, keep an eye out on Fabio Carvalho. There were whispers that he was offered loans in January and didn't want to take them, but he hasn't kicked the ball since. So maybe it looks like he's got an eye on a move, and I wouldn't be shocked if that is the case. Speaking of loan moves then, Keith Kelleher, Liverpool's backup goalkeeper, according to Romano, again on the same show, he says Liverpool could be looking to sign a new backup goalie in the summer. Kevin Keller hopes to get more minutes as a regular starter somewhere else next season. There are already some teams showing an interest in taking Keller out on loan. He's only recently signed a new contract, Kevin Keller. For me, this one makes perfect sense. You saw the likes of Dean Henderson, Thibaut Courtois. When you've got two really good goalies, the temptation is to just keep them on the bench. And, you know, if there's ever an injury, and Alisson has suffered injuries in the past, then maybe you go and get it. But, like, it was different last season for Kevin Keller because obviously Liverpool did quite well in cup competitions, and he got a lot of games this year given the fact that the League Cup ended very promptly at Manchester City in that round. And then obviously Alisson was playing a little bit of FA Cup stuff as well. Keller has only played 3 games in total this season. Of course, those came against Derby, against Manchester City, and then against like Wolves in that FA Cup game. It feels to me like a loan would make sense. You don't want to sell Keith Keller because, you know, Alisson's form could drop off at any point. You can loan Keith Keller out somewhere where he goes and plays every single week. Let him get some minutes in his leg. You know, he's 24 now. Let him play somewhere. I mean, ideally for me, it'd be somewhere where you could get a recall in him as well. Now, obviously, the Premier League teams, there's rules around doing that kind of stuff, but maybe you could loan him abroad for a year. And if touch wood, it doesn't happen, but if you need to get him back, you can. The scope where you can loan him out until January, and then if everything's A-OK, you crack on and you go again. He is an excellent number 2 goalie. And we've seen in the past, like I say, he has had to play a lot of games, especially when Alisson was injured. You know, but it's always, you know, he only played 20 games in his entire Liverpool career. He's been here since, you know, 2018. Obviously started games in 2019. So 20 games in 4 years. The most he played, of course, was 21-22 when he had those 8 cup games and a few Premier League games at the start. And when Alisson had a little bit of a niggle and stuff, but I think it was the COVID game as well. One of he had to play because Alisson got COVID in around January when we drew 2-2 with Chelsea. But for the most part, he has been a bit part player, and he's excellent. He's an excellent goalie. He could play for a lot of teams. Liverpool could cash in on him this summer. I wouldn't be shocked if they said, listen, we could do with the dough. We're probably going to have a shortfall in terms of European funds. I mean, I hope that Liverpool do qualify for the Champions League, but I'd be shocked. So they could cash in on him, but it looks like teams want to take him on loan. That makes sense to me. Get him on loan, get him playing. Hopefully his value is not going to decrease unless he goes somewhere and has an absolute stinker. So yeah, certainly teams are already calling as well, which makes you think maybe he's been given the nod and the wink by Liverpool, like, yeah, you can go and get yourself some footy, who knows. But it's I think in terms of outgoings this summer, both Carvalho and Kelleher are two on the list where maybe you could loan them. They are potential options to raise some funds and make some money off them. Liverpool haven't got too many players, really. A lot of the players who are leaving are, you know, Milner, Firmino, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita. First four players going and Liverpool aren't getting a penny back in transfer fees. If they do want to raise some money, the likes of Carvalho and Kelleher, Nath Phillips, they're the ones that maybe they could think about getting themselves a bit of money back in with for when they do go and hopefully replace players with the likes of, you know, Mason Mount, whatever, Alexis McAllister, Gravenberch, whatever it is. I think it's definitely worth keeping an eye on Keller's future. Like I say, I'm sure there's more to come. I just mentioned Gravenberch there, just to let you guys know, over on JNO Insight on Red Men Plus, I spoke to Neil Jones all about Ryan Gravenberch. He wrote a story about him this morning and basically said the player would quite like to join Liverpool. If you want to go and listen to that or indeed watch it, head on over to redmenplus.com. Sign up using the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, and you'll get 50% off for the first 3 months. So £2.50 a month for the first 3 months. You'll get that show with Neil Jones. There's also a transfer insight coming out late, I think it's tomorrow, Dan Club, with Toby from Sports Build, who's, I think he was the first man to release the Gravenberch stuff. So that's available for you on Red Men Plus, as well as loads of other content, such as the Bias Football podcast and the Uncensored podcast and the Deep Dive. There's loads of it. So if you can and you want to, do go and check that out. I'm sure you'll love it. As we build up towards the Forest game, there'll be loads of pre- and post-match content on there as well. But yeah, thanks very much. If you're not going to sign up, fair enough, absolutely sign, you be you. If you can, if you don't mind, give this podcast a good rating on your app, whatever it is, 5-star ratings or thumbs up or whatever the rating system is on your app of choice. It will really help us out if you do that. I will catch us all next time with another edition of Red Men Bite Size. Until then, I'll see you all soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.